It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
504, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday evening. It is, it's getting dark and cloudy up here in the center of the universe. We do have a light rain falling, and that's going to be with us. Just a heads up, rain throughout the night and all day tomorrow morning. So Kevin Sorbo is going to be on tomorrow morning's show with John at 6 a.m. Now, here's my prediction. I don't do predictions, but if I were to do predictions, I would predict that Kevin Sorbo shows up as promised and that Dr. Danny Avila, not so much. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I mean, he pulled that whole nonsense the last time. So anyway, make sure you're tuned in starting at 6 a.m. I don't know the exact time. Doesn't matter. Just be there at 6 and stick around. You will absolutely learn a lot. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the brutal slaughter of innocents, October the 7th. It's hard to believe that it's a year ago. I mean, it really is. It is hard to believe that it is a year ago. But it's a year ago. And this was, in every sense of the word, Israel's 9/11. Right? 1,200, 1,300 peaceful people slaughtered by terrorists. And Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, said, hey, we're fighting back. We're fighting back. There is a time and a place to stand up and fight. And that bothers some people, I know. But it's the truth. I give you the example all the time of my folks, my parents. My mom was of that mindset, Jewish mom, overprotective. Don't say anything. Just let it go. Let it go. Everything, you got to let it go. Don't talk about being a Jew. Don't worry about it. And when I was 12 years of age, I watched as some kids, they were from the local Catholic school, no knock on the Catholic school administrators. That just happens to be where these kids went to school. I don't think they were representing anybody except their own ignorant asses. But they came over, and one of the things they did, they attacked a bunch of us that were playing street hockey in the schoolyard. They also started going after these old women. Now, I guess I'm at a stage where I say old and it means something else, or I say, oh, that kid, and that could mean something else. But these were older women. In my view, at that point, they were in their 60s. Which now I don't think is all that old. But these were women who had survived the Holocaust. Some cases, they had husbands who were alive. In some cases, they were widows. But there was this one apartment development that was right near our house. And there were so many of these folks who lived in that apartment complex. And these women used to have these little sort of fold-up shopping carts, and they would walk the two blocks up to Castor Avenue, which was the shopping area in our neighborhood, and they would go to the supermarket, and they would get all their stuff, and they would walk back. Right? They didn't drive. And I'm looking back, I think a lot of the husbands didn't drive either. So that's what they did. They walked up there, and they did their marketing, and they walked back. And some of these thugs came and they were beating up little old ladies and attacking little old ladies and saying, you know, Hitler should have finished the job and you belong in an oven. And, you know, what? One of them was, I remember this line, I'll never forget. You know, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew? The pizza doesn't scream when you put it in the oven, right? I mean, they're horrible, horrible things. These were little old ladies, little old men who had survived the Holocaust. And here were a collection of idiots, thugs, that were attacking them. And again, I was about 12 years old when all this happened. And I started learning how to fight. Jewish Defense League had an operation in our neighborhood, and we would go, I think it was either Wednesday night or Thursday night, in the basement of one of the local synagogues, and we learned how to fight. And we had guys there who had been in the Marine Corps. They were, in some cases, the Army. They were Special Forces. They were Navy SEALs. They were all Jewish guys. And they're like, hey, you got to learn how to fight. And that one time when I came from playing street hockey, and these guys had attacked us, and I came home, and, you know, like whimpering and stuff, and my mom, you know, we'll find out where they live, and we'll talk to their parents, and we'll do this. And we'll... My dad came home, and he looked at me, and he said, you got to learn how to fight. I know I've shared it with you, but I'll remind you, because I do like saying it. My dad was actually on the Army boxing team when he was in the military police in Korea. We went down in our basement, and he had a pair of old battered up gloves, and he kept a pair, and he threw a pair at me and said, all right, now we're going to learn how to fight. And sometimes you have to learn how to fight. Sometimes you have to stand up. It's just that simple. And we're at that point. Bibi Netanyahu knows that the survival of the Jewish people is at stake, and it is not going to happen on his watch. And it doesn't matter how weaselly, how cowardly the president of the United States is, or the vice president of the United States is, or their enablers are.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking at a post over on X. Now, if you're not with me on X, would you do me a favor, please? Follow Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. When you go over there to follow Jeff Katz Show on X, you'll see why I've been bugging you and being a pain in the rear end to get you to follow me. You'll see. You might be able to see the numbers turn. Jeff Katz Show on X. But I'm looking at a post from our friend Yale Levin, who says, why is UVA allowing a hate group with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas that harasses and intimidates Jewish students on its campus to hold, quote, an event on October the 7th? Well, that's my question, too. Hey, UVA, why are you doing that? There's no other reason for SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine, to hold an event on that date other than to instill further terror into the hearts of UVA's Jewish students. I guess the UVA administration didn't really mean it when they instituted a policy of neutrality. Well, that's a question, UVA administrators. How on earth can you even conceive of allowing this anti-Semitic group to hold an event on your campus on October the 7th? Have you lost your ever-loving minds? I mean, even if you are siding with these idiot students and the moronic professors, even you have to understand the significance of allowing them to have any sort of an event on October the 7th. Is that really lost on you? Can you be that oblivious? One would hope not. But I'll tell you what, I'm looking at it as we speak, and I'm thinking, well, maybe they are okay with that. What's going to happen on these college campuses? You think we'll see anything at VCU on October the 7th? You would think that a week from now, October the 7th, people would pause, look back on the the deaths. I mean, not somebody dying of old age. Not somebody who lived a good life. I'm talking about 19, 20-year-old kids who are at a peace concert, right? They were all on the side of the idiots who actually flew in and slaughtered them. That's the most amazing part of this. I mean, what exactly are we supposed to do? How can anybody in their right mind believe that doing anything except acknowledging, thinking, praying would be appropriate? I am concerned about what will happen at VCU. William and Mary. I'm just trying to think of what we could see. You know, it's also interesting to me, you have to understand this, that we're getting into what we in the Jewish community call the days of awe. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that is Hebrew for the head of the year. It's the beginning of the new year. And I don't want to confuse anybody, but in Judaism, there's actually a couple of New Year's. It's really weird. Look, my people like a party. So, but this is the biggie. And that's coming up on Wednesday. We have Yom Kippur, holiest day on the Jewish calendar, Day of Atonement. That's coming up on the 12th. And right there in the middle, October the 7th. And I know the Jewish Community Federation is going to have something, the JCC. I'm sure there's going to be stuff going on. I don't know. Holocaust Museum. But I am very, very concerned about what is happening and will happen at UVA and at VCU. And you and I need to be aware of this. And if you know anybody on that UVA board, you should send them a note. You really should. And ask them who in their right mind thinks it's appropriate to let that group of anti-Semitic activists have any sort of an event on October the 7th. Maybe you'll get an answer. Maybe you won't. But at least you will have done something, right? Ambassador Francis Rooney's joining us at 5:35. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed is going to be here. A couple of big guests with John tomorrow. Kevin Sorbo. And if he shows up, that Dr. Danny Avula, who would now like to, he'd like to be mayor of Richmond, bringing the same level of integrity and honesty and competence that he brought to the Ralph Northam administration, overseeing the shutdown of everything in our beloved Commonwealth. Yeah. Oh, gosh. What could possibly go wrong? 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.